I'm here with Amy Clark, who is with the local Gallup area Quakers Friends Worship Group. Could you tell me a bit about the group?
Well, it's been here for quite a while, maybe about 40 years. And my husband and I, Sam Clark, and myself, Amy Clark, joined them in 2009 when we moved here to Gallup from Iowa. And it's a very small group, but we meet on Sundays at noon in the Red Mesa Center next to the Octavia Fellin Library at noon and have a session about an hour of silent worship. And if God calls us to speak, we'll speak.
Well, probably one of the more well-known Quakers in modern history was Richard Nixon. I think that generally what I have known is that Quakers are progressive by and large, the Quaker organizations, and there have been a number of efforts to lobby for peace efforts and such. Could you tell me a bit about the national organization? It's a kind of an advocacy group, the Friends Committee on National Legislation. So how did that come about, and what is the purpose for the FCNL organization?
Well, the FCNL, or the Friends Committee on National Legislation, is different from other groups that are advocacy groups because it was established 75 years ago during World War II. And it was established as a nonpartisan Quaker lobby working in the public interest. It was our government's first religious lobby. And this year, as well as all the years since it was established, FCNL staff and volunteers like my husband, Sam, and myself from all over America lobby members of Congress, and we want Congress to create a federal budget that provides for human needs instead of increased military spending. The purpose of FCNL is to urge our government to prioritize human needs, pursue peace, and protect the environment.
Over the years, there have been a number of people of faith or moral commitment who have become conscientious objectors, for instance, some Quakers who declined to serve in the military but opted for alternative service. This ties in with some of the national efforts on peace-oriented initiatives, I would think. And one of the pressing issues I think that you might like to talk about today is the issue of the Mexican border with the United States and immigration.
That's true. But I also wanted to mention that although the headquarters of the Friends Committee on National Legislation is in Washington, D.C., because they lobby U.S. legislators on behalf of the public interest, also in New Mexico, right now, some interested Quakers in Albuquerque and Santa Fe are recruiting FCNL advocacy team members. And their efforts this year in 2019, as well as advocacy team members in many other states across America, will be to lobby our U.S. legislators to repeal the 2001 authorization for the use of military force. As well as reducing the increased military spending for the armed forces. Also, FCNL is interested in training volunteers like myself and my husband to lobby staffers of U.S. legislators for New Mexico, such as Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich and Representative Ben Ray Lujan, for example, for keeping food stamp benefits available to unemployed New Mexicans. But moving on to talk about how our illegal migrants are treated. FCNL Statement of Legislative Policy states that immigration is a civil and moral issue, not a criminal one. In fact, we believe that all persons, regardless of immigration status, should have due process, including the opportunity to challenge their detention or removal. We believe a good immigration enforcement system includes alternatives to detention that uphold human rights. And one of those rights include the right for families not to be separated, in my opinion. Well, even though this moral crisis has been created by separating children from their parents, imprisoning refugees, and illegally banning some asylum seekers looking for safety, separating families and putting adults in concentration camps is not anything new. It happened during World War II, as we know, and it is the result, in my opinion, of racist, fear-mongering rhetoric that we hear from our president. In fact, not all U.S. legislators agree with how President Trump is dealing with this crisis. Very recently, the House of Representatives agreed on a resolution, and the vote was carried 245 to 182 to overturn the National Emergency Declaration issued by President Trump earlier this month. The House resolution moves to the Senate, where a simple majority vote is needed. And FCNL staff have lobbied senators to approve a similar resolution as soon as possible. The date hasn't been finalized, but the Senate must vote within the next 18 days. FCNL staffers believe that a positive Senate vote will help regain Congress's authority over our taxpayer dollars. For example, to reduce the amount of funding that our militarization of our border is requiring.
Many people believe that President Trump is actually the cause of the crisis on the border.
That's very interesting. I'm not sure if I agree with that, but it's important that we know here in Gallup that the border communities are already doing their part to find alternatives to incarceration. For example, this spring, young people from everywhere in our nation, in fact, this weekend coming up, March 23rd through 26th, they will join FCNL lobbyists to ask members of Congress to reject increased funding for immigration enforcement and direct more funds to humane alternatives to imprisoning people.
If anyone listening is interested in becoming involved in these advocacy efforts, how would they get involved?
Well, right now, I want to let you know that there is an easy way to contact and voice your opinions and your advice for what the U.S. legislators can do. First of all, if you have pen and paper right now, you can write down the web address for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. It's just fcnl.org. Once you go to the internet and get to the FCNL website, please read a moment about this issue. Then you would take a moment to jot down aspects of it that are especially concern you. Then you can go to the websites for our New Mexican legislators. It's easy. To reach Senator Tom Udall, use Tom Udall, all one word, T-O-M-U-D-A-L-L, all one word, .senate.gov. To reach Senator Martin Heinrich, use Heinrich, H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H, .senate.gov. To reach Representative Ben Ray Lujan, use lujan.house.gov. So that can tell you more about alternatives to incarceration for immigrants. But it's important to know that there are less expensive alternatives that actually work. And in fact, in El Paso, just south of us, nearly 2,000 asylum seekers are released from federal processing weekly. They may end up in a network of shelters run and funded by local faith communities. Those faith communities don't receive a penny of funding from the government. So we don't often hear about the community-driven partnerships in the news. And border communities like El Paso have already provided a working model of alternatives detention. In fact, one actually existed before, a federally funded family case management program operated in five cities to help families undergoing the asylum process. It was 99% effective in helping them show up for routine check-ins and court hearings. But despite this success, the Trump administration ended that program in 2017. While our U.S. Congress is emphasizing increased detention of migrants and asylum seekers, communities north of our southern borders, from Brownsville, Texas, to San Diego, California, are already treating them with dignity. So those are the kinds of things that our U.S. legislators need to know, that there are already proven less expensive alternatives to incarceration.
How did you become involved in the discussion around immigration issues and advocacy for more humane alternatives to detention?
Well, last November, my husband Sam and I attended the annual meeting in Washington, D.C., of Friends Committee on National Legislation. During the meeting, we attended many different workshops about the four different focus points of Friends General Conference, including peace, restoring the earth, and also justice for immigrants. And also, FCNL provides a monthly newsletter that we receive. The newsletter explains about what is happening on the border, that there is information about the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE jailed 49,000 migrants in February, record high, and the Department of Homeland Security repeatedly violates its own standards for detention, and it has an alarming record of deaths in custody. So right now, a lot of our tax dollars are being diverted from other important domestic programs into the military. For example, the last 2 years, Congress has poured $25 billion annually into the system that focuses on enforcement rather than reform. Recently, Congress has added $3 billion more to fund border militarization. Wouldn't it make more sense to fund less expensive alternatives that were more humane?
Can anyone become involved with FCNL? It's not just Quakers who are involved with this organization, I would assume.
No, absolutely not. Quakers may know about it a little bit more, but part of our efforts at the Gallup Friends Worship Group is to reach out to our community and share the valuable organizations that anyone can become involved in if they have a concern about what our U.S. Congress is doing or not doing.
Is there anything else that you might like to share with our listeners as we begin to wrap up, Amy?
Yes. Thank you, Rachel. FCNL is in the process of updating their 2013 legislative policy statement. A lot has happened since 2013, so they're very interested in having your voice heard. For example, where would you like FCNL to direct their lobbying efforts? FCNL wants to know what people in the Gallup area and across America are ready to see our U.S. Congress do. Listeners can email their ideas to me, and I will send them on to FCNL along with other ideas that I've already received. FCNL needs me to send your ideas before April 26th. I want to provide you with my email address so you can do that. This is how it goes. QUAKER.LADY@yahoo.com. That's Quaker.lady@yahoo.com. You can send me your ideas for Congress to me, Amy Clark. I will send them on to FCNL.